This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Greeting you all in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. It is a blessing to be before you today. And I'm so excited, as I always say, whenever we bring forth God's Word. Today we're going to be looking at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. My son DeAndre will read the opening scripture. Praise the Lord. Man, I am so ready for this message. The title of this message is Chosen to Be a Soldier. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, it's once again that we come and we thank you for another day you've given us. And Lord, we sit in anticipation to hear a word from you. And Lord, my prayer always is that I decrease and you increase. I pray they not see me, but they see thee. For in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want you to give you a little backdrop about 2 Timothy here. But this is Paul writing a letter to Timothy. And not only to Timothy, but to all Christians. He is encouraging Timothy to fight the good fight of faith. You know, this is Paul's second time in prison. You know, his first imprisonment, he was a political prisoner awaiting trial. But this time, he is now condemned and awaiting death. What a difference. The first time, he lived in a hired house. This time, he is huddled in a cold, damp, dark dungeon. And then, during his first imprisonment, he was visited by many. But this time, he is forsaken by all. But oh, I'm so excited to know that Paul knew that no matter what his circumstances was, that God was going to be with him. And then even the best part, that he was going to be with the Lord. So he encourages young Timothy. And look at the first encouragement he gives young Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1. Look at this. He says, "Thou therefore, my son," oh my, "be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." Well, first he recognizes the relationship. Yes, he says, "my son," because he taught him many things and brought him up and showed him the ways of the Lord. And then he tells him to be strong in the grace of Christ Jesus. See, not being strong in what you do, but in the grace in Christ Jesus. Because you're going to need it. This is what he's telling Timothy. That he first starts off and say, you're my son. And then he tells him to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Because whenever we are in the body of Christ, we have to be strong. And Paul knows this better than any, because he was suffered many persecutions. But I like what Paul says, out of them all, the Lord hath delivered him. Look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. I like this. Again, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says this, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." See, you can't be strong in yourself because you have no power. So Paul again tells us to be strong in the power.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.